Begin the current daf. Masechta Sanhedrin daf Yud. Begin of an alf. Begin Tes Matzah. Begin the Gemara. Ezel Ishleim Rinnan. That you would have thought to say that you'll say Odom Karvet El Asman, but not by his wife. Which Tes is bothered. He says, wait a second. Avagav Masnitin. He even though what I mean, it's a Mishnah. Bezev Boyer. Enough Chobzayim Beis. The Baal Ki Ishtoi Linya Edus that we consider a husband like his wife for granting testimony. So we know that it's Kegufoy. Says Taisus, we would have thought now here it's different. The Machmas is Migud, because of a Migud, the Mehemen Lahar Goy, we believe him to kill him. Mehemen Lahar Goy, we believe him to kill her also with the Migud. They're saying, no, just like the self, you're dividing it, so too you'll divide it regarding the wife. No, the source cannot be Lissan Berich Eid Shaker to get Malkus for Eidim Zayman, because that's a negative prohibition that doesn't have any action. Connect with, therefore, you have to learn it up from Ibn HaKaiser Rashi. Rosh Tosfos says, "Well, then the truth is that same thing as a Muslim man, like Gemara could have said, Mishum Dabalav Shinit Lazarus Misbezin, because it's really a negative prohibition that could be given over to be executed for that. And Vafulahachi Galalan, and still that's the passage is revealing to us, but Ibn HaKaiser Rashi, that's still the lucky that you're going to get lashes. And that would have been the sufficient answer why you need Vahim Ibn HaKaiser Rashi. But as long as you, in actuality, you cannot come to a death penalty. But the truth is, if you could come to Chiv Misa, then like lucky, then you don't get lashes. Must be Rebbe Lazar, the one who says, if the refutation was on one thing, then after Hakrasha, then they get hazama, meaning when they were refuted regarding a capital punishment case, and then hazama is done to them after they're already refuted, and they don't get executed. Because Amar Blasi says, because he says that now that they're refuted regarding the capital punishment, so they can get lashes for their false testimony. But if you think that if they're refuted, and then ultimately, not just that their testimony is refuted, but that how could you say that you were there, you were with someone else, then they're not going to be executed for that, then well, that's a negative prohibition that could lead to a punishment of death, which you don't get lashes for. Obviously, it's not coming to Chiv Mizbezin, that's a test is qualifying, and then you're going to get lashes. Then says Tzitzit B'Tem, you're going to say, Da'ach HaMashma, here it sounds like the Leikin Alav Leisana. Okay, sounds like that, and this way Tzitzit is understanding it, so ultimately you do get lashes for Leisana, but it's just Mishum de Golan Krah, because, you know, we wouldn't have known it just from that, because Lav, either Shad Nid Lashos Mizbezdin, or Shem Ba'Maisa, but once we have the revelation of the Pasuk, the Bahayim Bin HaKais, now we know that Leisana is teaching that there is lashes. Bechim Perikam in the Makkah Soto in the first Perikam Makkah is Abayzim Abayz. Gab Meidim on the Bish Pleini Shehu Ben Gerusha. That, oh, we testify this guy is the son of a divorcee. Mashmud, sounds like from there, the Lekul Amalaki, that according to everyone, you get lashes. And the truth is, really, it's Meidim on the Bish Pleini. Also in the case over there, Navdalin, that we testify regarding that person, that he owes his friend to Jesus. They also haven't agreed that you get Malkus. If not for the fact that you can only get one incrimination and not two.
Now, the thing is, says Tesis,
the Perikam of the Malkus, but then the first Perikam Malkus, when we testify regarding that person, that he's liable for a set of 40 lashes. Nimtzah Zemim, it turns out that the Zemim come to Rabban. Rabban say, they ain't looking ill a man. Oh, they only get 40 lashes. The Gemara says over there that, hi, Leisana, so this time it says Leisana, Rabban my Abdilai. What do they do with it? Because you're telling me that for Hazama they're getting 40 lashes. What's with Leisana? Leisana itself. So it says, what do you mean?
So you need it for the warning of Eidim Zayman. The Gemara is saying that this pasuk is written to warn the Eidim Zayman that they get punished, and if not for that, they wouldn't get punished. Sounds like that, according to them, there's no malchus in the Lav Leisana.
That's what the Gemara is saying, that you need it for the Asara, but I thought that's where you actually get the actual malchus itself, not just like Asara for the lashes of the Hazama, which in that case, which they actually plotted to give 40 lashes. So he says, the Hazam Vadi, no, they most definitely keep the Loku Mem, since you're getting anyways 40 lashes, Makasha Zamam, guess what they plotted to do? And you can't give them lashes without a warning. And the Pasuk does not give a punishment only if there's a warning. That's from Leisana. So when it's a hach the lucky mekash hazam, so it comes that the last you get mekash hazam, have a mishma zaga the leisana. That's because of the warning of leisana. Lekach you have shalal koisai pay. So therefore you can't give 80 lashes a lavech for one negative prohibition. You're right. That's over there. A ben gerusha ben chalutza when they're testifying that he's a ben gerusha, which obviously you can't do kash hazam on making him a ben gerusha. Shapa lucky leisana. Then you're right. You're going to get lashes just from leisana. And b'chein gabim masayim zuz. So through the case of the 200 zuz, he love kedir rishosay. If not kedir rishosay, have a lucky leisana. You would get lashes from leisana because the mama loy bayasara. Because money does not require a warning. So you don't need leisana to be the hazara, and therefore that the actual punishment is actually coming from leisana itself. To next test, master begins the gemara. B'cholav shem b'maisa in like and love, and any negative prohibition that does not have action related to it, one will not get lashes on it. And that is let's in this case of leisana. Which Taisis qualifies as a filler to Behuda, even according to Behuda, the Islay Bechal Duchta, that in all places we quote him as saying, look and love that you do get lashed on it. But Asa Haichanuya, still this answer would be valid to him too, because the Homa Edim Zayman Yodlav La Rabbi Behuda, the actual source of Behuda is from Edim Zayman. Perakam and the Mak is the first Perakamak is Abdalma Beis. And that is, you're right, V'lav, if not for V'hoyim Ben HaKoyser Rasha, the Golilon Be'edim Zayman that reveals to us that the reality Be'edim Zayman that you do get lashes, Havimin B'chod Duchta, I would have thought in all places that Lav Shem B'maisa, that negative prohibition that does not have an action, ain't like in love. So he agrees that you need V'hoyim Ben HaKoyser Rasha to make Loisana into a possible lashes. K'nik Tez Master begins with Gemara Rabbama, he says, Malkus Tachas Misa Medes, the Malkus takes the place of death. Which Tais says, Mashmet sounds like the less lay Gezer Shavadir Asher Rasha, which is the other Peshat the Gemara brings, of Abaya, but a Mokam Achim Afurish, another place is being it'll be explained later on, the Vlami Gimlan Beis, over there in Tais Masal Asti, because it sounds like that everyone agrees to the Gezer Shavah, but yeah, he holds a bit, but not regarding to this Limud that our Gemara is discussing. Next is Masal, that begins the Gemara, Malkus Tachas Misa Medes, that Malkus takes the place of death. Now, yes, Mefarshim, some explain, Mishum de Bnei Inayach, because regarding non-Jews, Azarasan, Zui Misasan, their warning is there, prohibition is the allows them to be executed. I mean, the tenants Lisrael, Malkus, Al Hazarasan, in contrast, the Jew is given lashes for the warning, Tachas Misa, the Bnei Inayach, in place of the death penalty of the Ben Naich. And that's why Malkus, so to speak, takes the place of death of what they called them for them would be death, and the automatic hasara would be the automatic hasara of Malkus for Yisrael. Or Voidish, some another part you could say is Mishum Dezim the Mason Al Yedei Malkus. Because actually, sometimes through lashes, people could die. Kidnam Be'elan Agoilan, as the Gemara says, Malkus of Chesavan Aleph. When he said Tachas Yad, they parted that if the one who's getting lashes dies in the process, the one who gave it is going to be exempt. But these two interpretations are difficult because the Mai Parach, then what does the Gemara continue asking? Says, if that's the case, why do I need an evaluation? What do we mean when I need an evaluation? We don't want them to die based on these two different interpretations. So, therefore, Pesha Kuntra, actually, Rashi's interpretation seems to be primary that actually a person deserves to die for violating God's command. And lashes some type of a penalty, and therefore makes sense that since death is worthy for him, what does it make a difference to us if he actually dies?